Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I want to talk to Mark. Mark, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good, Mark. I know you're a bit shaken. Yeah, I don't think you've been on radio before, but welcome to radio if you haven't. And I know you're a bit shaken because of an incident that happened. But just before we talk about that, you're a single man. You were on Grindr, and for those who don't know what that is, it's I suppose the gay community's version of Tinder, where you're guaranteed to meet people of, you know, like minded who would be gay or whatever it is, and you wanted to basically hook up with somebody because you're single, so you wanted a relationship. Firstly, I mean, are you, how long are you single? Are you single a long time or
for about eight months?
Right.
For,
okay.
Yeah.
And you thought, well, Grindr, I suppose, like Tinder, is a good place to meet people. And I'm sure a lot of people do meet people on Grindr and Tinder as well and have successful relationships. And the person that you wanted to meet or that you kind of took a liking to, I mean, what was it? It was obviously a fake account.
I really don't know at this point. As I said, I'm still a bit shaken up by the whole thing.
Okay.
Somebody contacted me. There was a beep on my phone. I was just watching telly. We got into a conversation, chatted away, seemed like a nice person, said the same about me, asked if I'd like to meet, so I agreed, and against my better judgment, I agreed, and I always, if I meet someone, I meet them out and open in a
sense. Yeah, in a public place, yeah.
So we agreed to meet over at the Odeon Cinema in Coolock, just right next to the entrance.
Yeah, I know it well there, yeah, just before you come into Darndale, it'll be on your left there, and the Odeon is on the right, yeah.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah. So you arrived there. Was it late in the evening or was it daytime?
It was about just after 10:30. And okay. I drove over and the guy had sent me a few messages in the meantime that I was driving to say he was coming down this laneway between the Oscar Trainer Road, Tonaghy Road.
I know it.
Yeah, behind the cinema.
That laneway, by the way, is quite famous, Mark, for another very sad reason. Many, many years ago, a young man was stabbed in that laneway for his mobile phone. Do you remember that story many, many years ago?
No, I don't. But it makes sense. They were trying to lure me into this darker, kind of quieter place. I didn't do that, though.
Yeah.
I just said, look, meet that place at the next to the door.
And was he texting you or sending messages on Grindr?
Texting me on the Grindr site.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So you didn't have a mobile phone number. Okay.
Yeah, you get no. I wouldn't do that. I just was keeping it on site, and he was sending me messages and just you know, trying to get me down this laneway. I said no. I said, well, look, I'll be there, and then I'm going to go. So I pulled in, and to the right of me, about 10, 12 feet to the right, was a bunch of bushes next to that lane. And all of a sudden, literally a swarm of teenage boys come out of the bushes, about 8 to 10 of them. They pulled my door open. I didn't have any time to kind of react. They pulled my door open and started trying to hit me and punch me in the face.
But they weren't just hitting you, punching. They had weapons as well.
They had weapons. They had different types of tools. One of them had a hammer, which he used to smash my windshield. And the other one smashed my wing mirrors.
And how old were they, Mark?
I, to be honest with you, I don't know. I would say mid to late teens, perhaps even a little bit younger or older.
Okay, so somewhere between 15 and 20, yeah.
Yeah, and there was a gang of them. It was a gang, and they were shouting and calling me a paedophile and a pervert, and they were laughing as well, which was the thing that really shocked me. To them, this was just pure entertainment.
Yeah, and just, like, just to clarify for anybody thinking anything at all, you went there with the intention of meeting an adult. You knew this was an adult.
Oh,
yes.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Absolutely. Yes. I mean, no. That would never happen. No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you were essentially set up.
I was set up. This was pre. I've been thinking about this all night. I had enough time sitting in bloody hospital. This was premeditated. They knew exactly what they were doing. They set up whatever, I don't know, I have to contact Grindr to find out if they have a way of tracking people, because I think you have to have either a social media account or some sort of a card or some way of them to keep track.
Yeah, I don't know what the story is with those accounts on Grindr or Tinder or anything, but I imagine you have to provide a phone number or something.
That's what I thought, so yeah. I don't have one of my things to get onto them. But in the meantime, they were trying to kill me.
Because, well, there's no doubt if they're using weapons like hammers or bars, of course they were trying to kill you. Yeah,
they were trying to kill me, and they kept. Was one of them was like a feral rat, and he kept. I just kicking because the thing that saved me is I pushed my head back in the car. They were hit me on the legs and.
Well, they certainly hit you on the face. I'm looking at a picture of you here with the blood all over your face, and there's a big gash under your eye.
That's right. And they were trying to grab the keys out of my the car, the ignition. So I just I kind of pushed them. I was trying to kick them and just keep them away from my head. And then I thought to myself, the only way I'm going to get out of this is get attention. Now people were starting to come out behind from the cinema. I just put my hand on the horn and honked and honked and honked nonstop. Then the guy lashed at the windshield and broke it and smashed, hit my leg once more. I didn't get any damage to my leg apart from bumps and bruises.
Yeah.
And then they all started laughing. That's the thing that just...
And as they were doing all this, they were calling you names and...
Calling me a faggot, a paedophile, a pervert, all of this type of stuff.
Yeah.
I totally lost in them that they're the ones that... morally corrupt.
Of course, yeah.
And they disappeared like animals back into the bushes and they were gone.
I know exactly the area you're talking about. There's a river there on the right-hand side as well.
That's right.
Yeah.
And God knows what would have happened if I'd actually agreed to go down and walk up the laneway.
I don't think we'd be talking to you today, Mark, if that had been the case.
I don't think you would. So that's what happened. And then some people ran over because they were coming out. Some very kind and helpful and, you know, decent people come over and they stayed with me. I was really, I couldn't doubt that.
And did you call an ambulance or did you drive to the hospital yourself?
Oh, no, I couldn't drive because the windshield smashed and they smashed my wind mirrors and I literally, I'm still shaking now, to be honest with you.
This is horrific. It really is horrific to listen to.
And they went off laughing. They were laughing. This is the thing. They were laughing. They pre-planned...
I mean, they literally could have killed you.
They do want to kill
and didn't
me,
seem to care.
No. They're just oblivious to, you know, whatever they...
You must... I mean, Mark, you must have been terrified.
I was terrified, absolutely terrified. And like I said, the only thing that kind of, I think, I'm here today and not the vegetable or
hospital
with head wounds.
You would have a nice scar under your eye, unfortunately.
Yeah. I kept my head deep inside the car as much
and
as possible.
And how did you end up with that big gash on your face? Was that their fist or was that a weapon?
I don't know. They punched me so many times. I think it might have been a weapon. Yeah. I don't know, to be honest with you. I got punched probably a good dozen times.
And were you trying to hold yourself inside the car so they wouldn't get you?
I tried to hold myself. I'd wheeled my legs out to the right to try to kick them away. Because my idea, I was like, this is bad. Before I got shocked.
Right.
So I could kick them away and close the door, get started, and get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
And I couldn't because they were just so fast. Like, I've never seen anything like it.
No, they're animals. Absolute zoo. Animals, yeah.
Or zoo animals wouldn't behave in this way. I mean,
did you call the guards?
I called the guards, and in the meantime, the ambulance came. The really lovely staff at the Odeon brought me in and helped me just calm down, gave me a soda drink and stuff.
Yeah.
And the ambulance guys came, and they were, again, absolutely fantastic. A credit to their profession, and cleaned me up a bit and went through their...
Because at that stage, I wouldn't even know what's going on through your head. You're thinking to yourself, well, two things. That was awful, but secondly, what a lucky escape that I'm still alive.
Yeah, I couldn't even get up the stairs without help. I was shaking so badly.
I can hear it in your voice. You're still shaking. You're still shaking. I know you're still very upset about it.
And just...
So remind people, by the way, this only happened. It literally only happened, yeah.
Last night. It happened last night. And I was assaulted on Sunday night as well in Coolock Village by two junkies. Mm-hmm. But they were, you know, trying to bash anything up because they were off their head.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that, but I can understand it because they were off their head. These guys were not off their head as far as I can
see. And they planned the whole thing from start to finish.
It was planned entrapment to... attack or seriously injure or kill someone. And now the guards, I got two new guards who were just out at Temple Moor last week, and I have to wait till next Wednesday to go see this woman, this police officer, to do something about what to me is a hate crime and attempted murder.
Absolutely.
So,
and not only attempted, but certainly premeditated as well.
Premeditated,
they planned the whole thing.
But more importantly, I've been thinking about this all night.
They wanted to kill you.
They did want to kill me. I could see it in their. I could see it in their intent, in the way they were behaving. They were going for my head. That's what they were doing. And I couldn't. I kept my head away from the front of the car. Most importantly, what I'm trying to do here is just actually.
I wanted to point out to people. Listen, by the way, this is certainly no exaggeration because you have some pictures up on Facebook and you sent them over to us. And I mean, I'm looking at the injuries and the blood all over you. And I mean, you look like a shaken man. If I could just say that as well.
I am a shaken man. I've been around this world, and I've lived in lots of different countries. I've never come across scumbags like I've come across my hometown.
And they did this just because you're a gay man.
I could be a gay man or a Muslim woman or somebody that they just don't feel is part of their.
But to be honest with you, these scumbags would probably do it to anybody because the type of individuals they're dangerous.
It's just picking on a gay person because. Yeah. Regardless of recent changes, I do think gay people are still subject to a lot of bull.
Absolutely.
A lot of stuff that other parts of the population wouldn't. But I agree with you there. I think they would have gone after anyone. It just happened last night.
Let's pick on him. Yeah.
This was for fun. To go on to that grinder and pick a person, and that person, unfortunately, was me. I just wanted to go semi-public with this just to tell people to just be bloody careful.
Yeah, well, I suppose there's a few warnings in here. You know, if you're using Tinder or Grindr or any of these things, what you did was correct. You met them in a public place, which is a car park, you know, a cinema, but that's perfectly fine. That's a public place where there's other people around. But I suppose to be more cautious in respect of make sure that when you do arrive, that there's other people around, you know, in the immediate vicinity, that people don't get the opportunity to do that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there weren't that many people, I mean, where I was. These guys knew the place better than me.
Yeah.
And they knew the area better. They knew their exit strategy and all that. And as I said, well thought out, and savages.
And how long did you obviously spent the evening or the night in Beaumont Hospital there?
Yeah, but I was quite lucky. I spent a lot of time in Beaumont with a family member who's unwell. So I know what it's like up there, but last night wasn't too bad. I was only there for about 5.5 hours.
Okay, did they x-ray your face there? Because you got a fair whack.
Yeah, they x-rayed my face and my head and my face and my shoulder areas.
Yeah.
And because even though I've got a lot of hits and bangs.
I see your hand here with a lot of blood on it as well. Did you get a bad injury on your hand?
Oh, no, it's just a small... I was literally...
Well, that was obviously because you were putting your hand up to try and protect yourself, I suppose, as well.
It was. The minute that I'd actually been cut, because I was trying to protect my face and they'd hit me with something or a fist. I can't remember because it was unrelenting.
But I'm thinking of the... I have this vision in my head of you sitting there looking at some fellow with a hammer. I mean, that must have been the most horrifying experience. I mean, I was beaten up many years ago on radio, going back about 20 years ago, out in Tala, by a group of guys who tried to take my car alive on the air, by the way. And I remember being curled up on the ground. And there was about 6 or 7 fellas. One of them got 18 months in jail, eventually, for it. But they all started kicking me on the ground. Now, if it wasn't for the guards arriving on time, which they did because it was live on the air, I think I wouldn't be here today talking about it. But I remember that feeling when you're there, helpless, thinking, I'm going to die. They're going to kill me.
I'm sorry that you had to go through that as well, and I'm glad that you're here, but I totally agree with you. I mean, like I said to you, the two things that I believe that I'm here to sit and talk with you today is because automatically, I was a doorman in London for years, and I've been shot at, attempted stabbed, thrown downstairs through windows, so I'm used to dealing with situations, but I've never come across like a swarm or a gang.
You were outnumbered, of course, yeah.
I was outnumbered and just overwhelmed and, you know, just keep
and when you're not, and when you're not expecting it, it's even, no, do you understand? Like no. If you're a doorman, you kind of expect, okay, well, this could kick off. So you're kind of, you're watching everything, you know what I mean? But when you're sitting in your car thinking you want to meet somebody, you know, for a romantic occasion or whatever it happened to be, or maybe for a long-term relationship, it's not something you're expecting.
No, it's not. It's and you don't. Your ability to kind of react quickly is taken away because you're just shocked. I just couldn't. I did my best. I instinctively swung my feet out because I could kick at them. The idea was to still try to close the door, but I couldn't because there's so many of them. They kept coming. They kept shouting and hollering and.
Yeah, well, Jeff has just sent in a message here and he says, "Hi, Niall, I was there at the cinema last night and saw the ambulance earlier that night around the corner in Harmonstown, which is not too far from where you were. On my way to the cinema, there was a group of lads with two police cars being questioned. It's a regular sight around that particular area at the moment. Hope the man is okay." So obviously he's saying that he was actually there last night, just after that happened to you. He saw the ambulance and everything. Yeah. But he did notice on the way to the cinema in Harmonstown, which would be literally just across that river there where you were, there was a group of lads being questioned by two police cars.
That might be something to take up with the police then when I get to talk to them eventually.
Because that would have to be on record that they were talking to those lads. So those lads could have come from, if you know the geography of the area, I'm not too, are you familiar with the area?
I am.
Okay. So where you were parked at the entrance of the cinema, and the Omniplex there, okay, there's a line of bushes, which you said they came out of. There's a river there. If you go across the river and then across the road there where Smurfits used to be, just before where you got to Smurfits.
That's right.
Yeah, on the other side of the road, you're into Harmonstown. And Edenmore would be on the left. Coolock is behind you. So those lads could have come across the river there from Harmonstown. And this is what this guy is suggesting, that maybe it's the same group of lads. They were being questioned by police before it actually happened to you.
I'm just hoping. I mean, like I said, my thing about going public or semi-public with this is to just help others, to advise others that just to be bloody careful.
Yeah.
I mean, I got away lucky. Maybe if you can call it lucky.
Looking at the pictures of you here, well, you weren't that lucky, unfortunately. But yes, you may not be talking to us today. Absolutely.
No. There's also the other thing is with I'm hoping I've got to get onto Grindr, the company, and find out what their policy.
With the greatest respect, Mark, that's the police job. They should do that for you on your behalf. They should easily be able to contact any social media companies or any dating companies to get any information that was given when that account was set up.
I totally agree with you, Noel, but I don't have the greatest amount of faith in the ability of the guard to follow up on stuff. I'm talking about experience.
Well, I mean, what happened to you is extremely serious, Mark. This is not just a random attack.
It's a hate crime.
Absolutely. It was set up, it was perpetrated, and it was premeditated. So, I mean, it's very serious, and if they did it to you, they're going to do it again.
One of the things that annoyed me last night with the cop, the police officer, I told her, I said, there's a picture of a guy on the ground. I said, this is the guy I was supposed to meet. And that's his profile on the site. I said, there has to be some way of backtracking. And she was doing her best, but she didn't really react to that information, which I found to be shocking. On top of the other
stuff. She seemed to have a lack of understanding of the situation. Yeah, I understand.
Absolutely. I just think that she was just not accustomed to dealing with.
Well, Mark, make sure that you follow this up. Make sure you get yourself down to Coolock Garda Station and speak to a detective and say that you want something done about it. That, I mean, you've been seriously injured. It's a serious assault. You could have been killed. And, well, there's a bit of information that Jeff just texted in. And if you want to get that information, maybe if Helena could hook you up there with Jeff, if Jeff wants to give you that information himself or talk to you, or if the guards need to talk to Jeff, maybe Jeff is willing to do that as well. That's a witness statement to say that, you know, that a group of lads before this incident happened were questioned by the police.
That would be great. Like anything at this point, I mean, the problem is, I think, I've been thinking about this, so many of these youngsters have no fear because the system doesn't hold them accountable for anything. And they know that the police can't touch them. They're getting slaps in the hand if they get it into a court. They're not afraid of parents or teachers or anything. So there's no accountability for them. So something has to change because they can't be allowed to go around planning to murder people or to attempt to murder people. That's not part of being living in a civilized society, as far as I know. And these people, far from civilized, you know, whatever type of upbringing they had, I don't think it was very high on morals or ethics. I mean, but that's where I'm at the moment.
Well, Helena can give you a bit of information as well. A woman also posted on Facebook that she was there last night, she was actually, I think she might have, you might have met her last night after it happened. She saw it happening as well. And she posted on Facebook that she helped you, but obviously she wants to assist in any way that she possibly can. So I know Helena has her details there and she'll give you them off the air as well, Mark.
Yeah, no, there was a really, really nice lady. I'm not going to say her name.
Yeah, that was possibly her.
Yeah, she gave me descriptions of what one of them were wearing.
Yeah.
Now, she said there were four or five of them, but I thought there were more. She said they were younger.
Yeah.
Like I said, I was kind of like ambushed and all the way.
Well, absolutely. And I know you're thinking to yourself, I'm a grown man, how could I let this happen to me? But look, should we trust, you know, when you're on a website like that, or you're on Tinder, or you're on Grindr, or whatever it happens to be, and, you know, you're looking for a bit of romance, or you're looking for a relationship, you know, you trust people, because you get a kind of feel for people, and you genuinely thought this was somebody trustworthy.
Yeah.
You know? And it's the last thing you expect to happen.
It's take me a while to kind of get over it, but I said to you, I'd like to get it out there to help other people. It doesn't matter if it's Tinder or Grindr or whatever.
Just be careful. Just be careful.
They don't care who they go after. They'll go after whoever gives them the most or the easiest amount of entertainment.
And if there's anybody listening, by the way, who knows who these individuals are, you know, and I'm sure there are people today who know who these individuals are. Maybe they're friends, maybe they're people that you know of, or they've done this before. If you want to contact us here, or indeed contact the guards at Coolock, you're quite welcome to contact us, and we'll pass that information on as well to you, Mark. Listen, Mark, it's been wonderful talking to you. It hasn't been wonderful talking to you, because it's a shocking story, but I do wish you well, and I'm just delighted that you're here talking to us today. And
we're not
not reading it out of a news story, you know, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, Mark, the best of luck, and the best of luck in future as well, all right?
Thank you very much. You take care.
All right, thanks. There you go. What a shocking story. That man is so badly shook, and I'm looking at the pictures of him here, and he's so badly injured. I mean, imagine going, you know, excited to meet somebody on a dating site, you know, and you do the right things, you meet them in a public place, you don't even get to open the door of your car, and these scumbags literally wanted to kill him, calling him names just because he's gay, calling him names, and want to kill him. I mean, whatever your opinions are on people's sexuality or people's colour, race, or whatever it happens to be, wanting to kill somebody because of it. I mean, what have we turned into? Animals. Absolutely shocking. Absolutely, absolutely. I'm overwhelmed. I'm disgusted by the whole story. I think it's absolutely shocking. All right, but look, if you have any information at all and you were there last night, or maybe you think you can help Mark, and I'm a bit disappointed again. Here we are again, twice today. I mean, I don't want to take it out of context, but I'm a bit disappointed with the guards as well. I mean, the man could have been killed. We could have been reading a news story today that a man was killed in a homophobic attack last night. Thankfully, we're not reading that story. Mark is here to talk to us, but very badly injured and very badly shaken, and his confidence shattered, obviously, as well. You know, and we could have been reading something very different, and I'm disappointed with the guards that, well, Mark believes he doesn't believe they're taking it seriously enough. And I believe they should be. They should be taking it extremely serious. And, you know, the charge, if these individuals are caught, I know they're only minors, it should be attempted premeditated murder. Because that's exactly what they wanted to do. They set him up to kill him. Thankfully, they didn't succeed. Thankfully, people came out of the cinema at the right time and he beeped the horn. They had a hammer, for God's sake. They were hitting him with weapons. Smashed up his car. They would have killed him if nobody had been around. Imagine if he had arranged to meet them somewhere a bit more private. They'd have killed him. He'd have been dead. What a shocking, shocking story.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.